You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Stars continues. Let's see, Harry Connick Jr. Yeah, Harry Connick Jr., here he is.
Above their light.
Harry Connick Jr. Guess who?
Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep, and the stars that shine above will light our way to love. You'll rule this land with me, the Sheikh of Arabi.
See them follow me around. Not bad. Even wives of all the other sheiks, they beg to kiss my rosy cheeks. And that in bed, in fact, is good. I found I'm a kid. When I'm laying down to sleep, I'm counting girls instead of sheep. From my harem, I can't scare them out. My sharan, they're beauties of all races, and some have pretty faces. I'm the sheik who knows what love is all about.
There's the Spikes there. And the Beatles. Yeah, those guys.
Well, I'm the sheep of Arabi. Your love belongs to me. Well, at night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep.
And half
the stars that shine above will light our way to love. You rule this world with me. I'm the sheik of Arabi. Well, I'm the sheik of Arabi.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47.
And Roy Rogers.
With a sweep of my sombrero, I bow to you, señorita. I'm a lonely caballero, and you're so muy bonita. Out here in the June night, the soft, mellow moonlight puts diamonds in your hair. While music is playing and seems to be saying, romance is in the air. You're a lonely doncellita in need of a gay compañero. So I bow to you, Chiquita, with a sweep of my sombrero. You're a lonely doncellita in need of a gay compañero. So I bow to you, Chiquita, with a sweep of my sombrero.
Oh, Americans dance on a dance floor, and the Spaniards, they dance on a table, and the Russians, they dance on a saber, but the Mexicans dance on their hats. Oh, they dance on hot coals in Calcutta. In Wisconsin, they dance on fresh butter, which they squeeze from one cow or another. Yes, the Mexicans dance on their hats. There are Mexicans dancing on derbies. There are Mexicans dancing on caps. They just throw their fedoras wherever the floor is and start doing horas and taps. They won't quit, they go on. It's a Mexican custom to take hats and bust them by doing a dance thereupon. Oh, the reason they shot Pancho Villa was he danced on his mother's mantilla, and the message did not reach Garcia. He was out somewhere dancing on hats. There's a fellow in West Acapulco, the most elegant man you could meet. He does sambas on Hamburgs to tunes of Sig Romburgs, and sometimes the Nutcracker Suite. So take care, so beware, or they'll put castanets on and ruin your Stetson, cause they all think they're Fred Astaire. If you're ever in Mexico proper, and you're wearing a straw hat or topper, when the band starts to play, call a copper. Cause by now you should know that they'll grab your chapeau and they'll stomp till it's flat, and that's that. That's what Mexicans do on your hat.
Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that tile? Isn't it a knobby one and just the proper style? I should like to have one just the same as that. Wherever I go, they shout, hello, where did you get that hat? Now, how
How I came to get this hat is very strange and funny. Grandfather died and left to me his property and money. And when the will it was read out, they told me straight and flat, if I would have his money, I must also wear his hat. Opera house in the opera season, there's someone sure to shout at me without the slightest reason. If I go to a concert hall to have a jolly spree, there's someone in the party who is sure to shout at me. I thought I would to my sweetheart get married. The people in the neighborhood had said too long we'd tarried. So off to church we went right quick, determined to get wed. I had not long been in there when the parson to me said,
oh, where did you get that hat? Where did you get that tie? Isn't it the knobby one and just the proper style? I should like to have
millionaire gave his last garden party. I was amongst the guests who had a welcome true and hearty. The Prince of Wales was also there and my heart jumped with glee when I was told the Prince would like to have a word with me.
That's Stanley Holloway.
I just got an invitation through the mail.
Your presence requested this evening. It's formal. Top hat, white tie, and tails.
Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails. Because I'm invited to step out this evening in top hat, white tie, and tails. Oh, I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dooting up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. Or I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
Thank you. Here is the situation. Three intelligent men apply for a job. Now, I said that last night. They seem equally qualified. So the prospective employer sets up a problem for them. And the job, he says, will go to the first applicant to solve it. And here's what happens. Now, we're going to demonstrate this because you really have to see this in action. A hat is placed. Now, in the original version, they put a spot on the forehead. But because that's a little difficult to see, we're going to use hats, okay?
Right.
A hat is placed on each man's head. The three are told that each has either a black hat or a red hat. And each is to raise his hand if he sees a black hat on the head of either of the other two. In other words, I'm going to put a hat on all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You will not see the hat that you have. Now, you'll all be together. The first one to tell what color his hat is and how he arrived at the answer gets the job. You understand the premise?
Yes.
Would you like to try it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use, is Tom here tonight?
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Tommy, Doc, come on over. Now, they're going to be the three employers. Yeah, here's the gentleman here.
Fred Collins?
Greg Collins.
Greg Collins.
Yeah, this came from Greg Collins in Los Angeles.
Okay. Now, didn't you say you wanted three intelligent men?
That's right.
In that case, you'll have to leave.
Now, look, Manny Moe and Curly. Just now, we got...
Now, raise your right hand. Now, place your left hand here.
Take off your hat.
Raise your right hand. Now, put your left hand here.
Please, take off your hat.
Raise your right hand. Now, put your left hand here.
Will you please take off your hat?
Raise your right hand. Now, put your left hand here.
Take off your hat.
Raise your right hand. Will you get rid of that hat?
Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Huh?
Do you solemnly swear to tell truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Are you trying to give me the double talk?
Do you solemnly swear to tell truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Why don't you answer him?
He's talking pig Latin.
Ladies
I don't know what he's saying.
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to test your mental coordination. Sit down. I'm going to test your mental coordination with a little... Sit down! With a little number called Swinging the Alphabet.
Swing it, brother. Swing it.
Right. I'll explain it so even you can understand. My colleagues will assist. Ready, sister? Let's get that junk out of here. Come on, boys. Scram. I'll give you the idea in a nutshell. B-A, bay. B-E-B. B-I, bicky bye. B-O, boat. I'll give you the correct demonstration. Cutie pie, pound those horse teeth.
B-A, bay, B-E-B, B-I, bicky bye, B-O, bo, bicky bye, bo, B-U, boo, bicky bye, bo, boo.
C-A, say, C-E-C, C-I, sicky sigh, C-O, so, sicky sigh, so, C-U, sue, sicky sigh, so, sue.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
Alphabet.
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
A.
B.
C.
D.
right here.
O, 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 P. Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Good. Now here's the song that goes along with the letters. Are you ready? Here goes. A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're a cutie full of charm. D, you're a darling. And E, you're exciting. And F, you're a feather in my arms. G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize. J, we're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable. L is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P. I can go on all day. Q, R, S, T. Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. And you made my life complete. V, you're so very sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me. Now this time you help me out.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charm.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arms.
G.
You look good to me.
A.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize. We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so mwah-able.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P. I could go on all day.
Q, R, S, T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. And you made my life complete.
V,
you're so very sweet.
W, X, Y, Z.
It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you, although it seems a silly thing to do.
I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U.
I am in love with you.
Isn't that cool? That was John Lithgow, really.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You owe me back room rent.
Now, don't get excited. How much is it?
You owe me 13 weeks at $7 a week.
Tidy sum, isn't it? Pardon me just a minute.
Sure.
Lou.
Here's $28.
$28?
Shh. Give him that old routine of ours, you know, 7 into 28, 13 times.
Hey, give me the Crayola.
Oh, yeah. Here. Now, and do it right this time.
I hope it works.
Make it snappy.
Okay. Mr. Landlord.
Yeah?
What are you smoking, an army blanket?
Never mind about that. You owe me room rent.
All right, here's $28.
$28, fine. Just a minute. You owe me 13 weeks at $7 a week, and that happens to be a lot more than
$28. Well, that comes to $28.
Did you go to school?
Yes, sir.
Do you mean to say that you can prove that 7 times 13 is 28?
Well, it's got to be. Certainly it is, because Mr. Rabbit and I, that's $28. That's what you get.
If you can prove it, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will give you the room rent for nothing.
You will?
But if you don't prove it, you owe me double the back rent. Is it a deal?
That's a deal.
Okay.
Do you happen to have any Crayola on there?
Crayola?
Never mind. I got it.
Well, you have.
I got the Crayola. 7 into 28 is going to come out 13.
That's your way.
That's my way. And it's got to come out right. Now, first, I put down a 7.
Right.
Now, I'm going to divide the 7 into 28.
Yeah.
I put a 28 there.
Okay.
Isn't that cute? Now, here we go. 7 into 2. 7 will not go into 2.
It will not.
That's a very big 7 to push into that little bit of 2.
As you say it is.
We ain't gonna hurt that little 2, are we?
Of course you won't.
So we take the 2. Open your hand.
Yes.
And I put that 2 right there for safekeeping. But don't drop it and don't lose it. Now, 7 into 8.
Once.
I put the 1 over here. 1 over there. Now, we're gonna carry the 7 because it's very big and it's getting heavy on my shoulders. And I'm gonna drop the 7 under there. Now, 7 from 8.
Is one.
I put the 1 down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now it comes. Would you mind opening up your palm of your hand, please? I would like to use that 2. Open it up. Give me that 2. You've had it long enough. I'm going to put that 2 right there. Now, 7 into 21?
3 times.
That's right. 7 into 28? 13. Good enough?
Wait a minute. You have to prove this even better than that. You can prove it very easily by multiplication.
You mean you want me to multiply it?
No, not multiply, multiply.
See?
Multiply.
All right. Multiply it.
7 times 13
is
28. Prove it. Go ahead.
Now, first, we got to put down a 13, right?
Right.
There's a 13.
Times 7. Right.
7 weeks times 13, right? 7 times 3?
21.
21. 7 times 1?
7.
7. 7 and 1?
8.
And 2 to carry. And 8.
Now, wait a minute. I'm still not convinced. There's one sure way of proving this. One sure way, and that's by addition.
You want me to addition it up?
I want you to put 13 7 times on that wall and then draw a line and add them up.
You want me to put down 13 7 times?
That's right.
That's got to come out right. There's 1.
1.
2.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
6.
6.
7.
Wait a minute. What's the idea of spreading them out like that?
Well, it looks like a flock of seagulls going to hit the electric poles. Now we're going to add them up, right?
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. 3, 6,
wait a
9.
Wait a minute. Let me do the adding this time.
Good. Come out right. A 3, a 6, a 9.
Just a minute. I will do the adding. Then there'll be no mistake.
Yeah?
All right. $28 here. All right?
Sure.
Now.
Go ahead. If you had it up, go ahead.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21.
22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
That's Sid Fields. Sid Fields, Sidney Feldman. Born on February 5th, 1898 in Milwaukee. Parents born in Russia. Worked all the local theaters in Milwaukee. And he worked with Minsky, Harold Minsky. Minsky's Burlesque. Started working with Bud Abbott and Lou Costello in 1944. Great talents out there from the world of Milwaukee, and some of the talents like, Liberace from, actually, all right, West Dallas. He did the Colgate Comedy Hour in 1952. They cast him in the Abbott and Costello show on television. The straight man, but what a great guy. And everybody liked him, too. All right, let's see Abbott and Costello at their very best.
A reservation for Ted Higgins and party?
Oh, yes, sir, the best table. Swell. It's already. This way, please.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry. Sit down.
Here you are, gentlemen.
Thank you. Serve the food.
But your guests haven't arrived.
Well, they'll be a little late.
I'm afraid the food will be cold.
That's all right. When it gets cold, bring it back in the kitchen. Bring out some warm food. Just put it on the bill. That's all. That's all.
Very well, sir.
Thank you.
You surely picked out a nice place to run up a big bill.
High class, eh?
Oh, very.
Wonderful, boy. Well, eat up. Eat plenty. It's our last meal.
Okay. This is really a gorgeous place.
Wonderful.
Look at that wall over there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a beautiful wall?
Beautiful.
You know what that wall reminds me of?
What?
This one over here.
Oh, stop. Mm-hmm. Walls are walls. Suppose you walked over there and you bored a hole in that wall.
Okay, I walk over there and I bore a hole in the wall.
Why? Why should you go over there and bore a hole in that wall?
I'm not boring a hole in the wall.
Why should you go over there and bore a hole in that wall?
Look, Ted, you said to me, suppose you walk over there and bore a hole in the wall. I was dopey enough to say I'll go and bore a hole in the wall, but you're not going to put that blame on me.
That makes no difference.
I don't go around boring holes in walls in restaurants.
That's what I want to know.
If I want to get out of here, I don't have to get out to a hole in the wall.
You see that?
They got eggsites here if I want to.
Eggsite?
Mm-hmm. E-X-I-T-E out.
What makes you so dumb?
Oh, it just comes to me naturally.
Sure.
Too much mustard in the pot can make the beans too hot. Your kiss could hit the spot, just cool it down. Too much mustard in the stew could spoil the stew for two. Oh, babe, I'm begging you, cool those kisses down. Lovin' is like a cake you bake. You can't make one mistake if you want it just exactly right. Lovin' should mellow just like wine. Just take it easy and you'll do fine. Too much mustard, too much heat can spoil the finest meat. Your kissing could be sweet, just cool it down. Too much ketchup, too much spice can spoil the shrimp and rice. Oh, babe, take my advice, cool those kisses down. Mighty good on hash, salt is fine on succotash, but for love use just a dash. Not too much seasoning, chili's mighty good on roast, cinnamon is fine on toast, but if you love me the most, this is my reasoning. Too much mustard in the pot can make the beans too hot. Your kiss could hit the spot, just cool it down. Too much mustard in the stew could spoil the stew for two. Oh, babe, I'm begging you, cool those kisses down.
Mustard goes with a hot dog.
Not with mine.
Mustard was made for the hot dog.
Now, but look, I don't like mustard.
Mustard and the hot dog go together.
Let them go together. I don't want to spoil any romance.
Do you know they spend millions of dollars every year to put up factories just to manufacture mustard? Do you know those factories employ thousands and thousands of men just to manufacture mustard? Do you know those men take care of thousands of families and homes all on account of mustard? And you, just because you don't like mustard, what do you want them to do? Close those factories down and put all those people out of work?
Do you mean to sit there and tell me just because I don't eat mustard, I'm going to close down the mustard factory?
No, wait a minute. No.
Are you trying to tell me that those thousands of people are making one little jar of mustard like this just for me?
No, wait a minute. You don't understand.
Well, if they are, you can tell them not to make any more because I'm not going to eat it.
All right, so you don't like it.
I like Worcestershire sauce. You like what?
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Once I kissed a millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. Too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Entertained an actor I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine. Too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Sweep you off his feet. But gals, before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate. Too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard.
Mary Clooney and Marlene Dietrich. Spike Jones. The David Rose classic, Holiday for Strings.
There are songs about Montana and New York and Indiana, but the song the nation patiently awaits is the song I now will bring you as I clear my throat and sing you a love song to the whole United States. I love you. District of Columbia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Alabama, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Oklahoma, West Virginia, California, Georgia, Texas, Maine, Mississippi, Washington, South Carolina, Arkansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, Louisiana, Iowa, Nevada, Kansas, Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Ohio, Missouri, Indiana, and Montana, Nebraska,
Alaska,
Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Utah, Maryland, Kentucky, Oregon, Rhode Island, Idaho, Hawaii, and Vermont, Virginia, Delaware, Wyoming, and Connecticut.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware? What did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
She wore a brand new jersey, she wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey, that's what she did wear.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, why did California, why did California? Why did California, was she all alone? She called to say how are you, she called to say how are you, she called to say how are you, that's why she did call.
Uno, two, three, four.
Oh, what did Mississippi, boy, what did Mississippi? What did Mississippi, boy, through her pretty lips? She sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, that's what she did sip.
Oh,
where has Oregon, boy, where has Oregon? If you want Alaska, Alaska, where she's gone? She went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, that's where she has gone.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier.
Oh, how did Wisconsin, boy, she stole a new brass key. Too bad that Arkansas, boy, and so did Tennessee. It made poor Florida die, boy, it made poor Florida die. You see, she died in misery, boy, she died in misery. Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware? Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
When I see you smile at me, I hear a haunting melody, and I surrender to the tender thrill it brings. A holiday for strings, sweet music all around me. Softly as the song begins, I hear a host of violins, or can it only be my lonely heart that sings? A holiday for strings, because your love has found me. Through the night, a love song fills the air. I hear it everywhere, so sweetly, telling me I'm yours completely. Breezes sigh, a newborn rhapsody. When you are close to me, there's music. Never heard such lovely music. When you're gone, it fades away, but when we meet, I hear it play as from above a song of love comes sweet and clear. Whenever you are near, the angels play a holiday for strings. Through the night, a love song fills the air. I hear it everywhere so sweetly, telling me I'm yours completely. Breezes sigh, newborn rhapsody. When you are close to me, there's music. Never heard such lovely music. My heart sings to this song of strings, because your love brought sweet things nearer to me. When you're gone, it fades away, but when we meet, I hear it play as from above a song of love comes sweet and clear. Whenever you are near, the angels play a holiday for strings.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.